broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for FinTech South 2019. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Mike Sammond back with you here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we are getting close to the end of the 2019 FinTech South Technology Conference, and it is our pleasure to be joined by Larry Williams. He is the president and CEO of TAG, the Technology Association of Georgia. You're the organization responsible for all of this, aren't you, Larry?
Isn't it a great event? What a venue.
Yeah.
So 1,500 people here, technologists and innovators, all thinking about FinTech. It's a world-class industry, and it deserves a world-class stage. And can you think of a better world-class stage than Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Well, you're in the most technology-advanced stadium in the world, in one of the cities that is quickly becoming the technology hub of maybe the U.S. It's just right up there. I've seen some of the numbers. I mean, you're like in the top two or top three in the country. A great place to be in this sector.
You know, we've got more companies here driving revenue using technology than anywhere else. I describe Georgia really as where technology meets the real world. So it's not always sort of the coolest little flashy app or shiniest new little gadget that just comes out and will be gone in a year. We've got people that are really driving innovation, and it's an amazing part of this ecosystem. And so you can see why that, you know, second year in a row, sold out right here and filling up this great stadium. But really, if you think about some of the places where Georgia leads in technology, it is great things like FinTech. But we didn't get here by accident. We didn't get here overnight. This is an evolution of the industry that happened. You remember checks? Remember a check? When's the last time you wrote a check? So, you know, check processing had to happen when they actually put them in big bags and they would ship them here and there were people that would process them. We've not only stayed up with the innovation in Atlanta, we've been driving the innovation. So as we've migrated to a digital economy and this digital platform, mobile payments, all of that, we've been at the forefront driving all of this. So this has been a part of our DNA. You know, and at TAG, we were talking about FinTech a decade ago. We were doing FinTech before FinTech was cool. And right now, you know, I just got to give you an example, Mike. There was a venture capital report that came out from PwC talking about nationwide venture capital is a little bit down. Georgia's actually doing pretty well. And the sector that's doing the best is venture capital. In venture capital is FinTech. People are still investing in this because FinTech is where technology meets the user experience. So if you think about all of the technology that has to happen whenever you swipe that card, it's around FinTech. It's that point of sale. So whether you're on a digital, you know, online trying to make a transaction or in the, you know, shopping line, you know, everything behind it is the transaction, the capacity, the software, the artificial intelligence, the data, the science, and then the security and the privacy that all has to come together to make that seamless transaction. That's what we build in Georgia. How about that?
That's amazing. Take a breath, by the way, Larry.
Okay, but, I will.
I mean, this is a credit to you, a credit to TAG and all the work that's been done over the years. You talk about checks and stuff like that. I mean, our kids are growing up, they'll never write a check in their life. They don't even know what a checkbook is. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, the technology. And Atlanta has really become the hub when you think about so many financial transactions that are done now that go through Atlanta tech companies. The numbers are staggering. And to kind of just put a feather in the cap, I was looking at the State of the Industry report. I wrote down some notes about wages continue to increase in the state of Georgia. Companies are, you know, offering jobs, wages up 2.6%. They're offering great benefits. A lot of talent here in the state. I'll let you pontificate a little bit, Larry, but why is Atlanta, well, not just Atlanta, but all of Georgia, great place for technology companies?
You know, just a couple more. You know, why we're so great at this and what we've built into is that 70% of all debit, credit, and reward card transactions in North America are processed through Atlanta. So if you're 51%, you're number one, 70, you dominate. And we dominate in this industry. And like I said, we didn't get there by accident. But I want to put give you another stat that we've just realized. We put together a TAG. We put together a blockchain task force. So talking about distributed ledger, and so cryptocurrency is an example of how distributed ledger and blockchain work. 80% of now, today, 80% of commercial cryptocurrency transactions are processed through Atlanta.
Wow.
So that's staying at the forefront of innovation. So to get to your point, how did we get there? Well, we built on the legacy And we, the layers of knowledge, those generations of knowledge is what kept us at the forefront. And we have some incredible talent. So something that we are launching this year with a collaboration of several other partners throughout the state and the University System of Georgia is we've launched the FinTech Academy. And the FinTech Academy is to make sure that we're training people, our young, smart people, for the careers in FinTech. So with the University System of Georgia, developing curriculum, launching it in 16 campuses across the state. And also, we had over 120 students here today learning about what the careers are in FinTech and how these are great career paths. And, you know, sometimes it's the brands aren't, you know, the cool little West Coast brands, but we've got people doing everything around machine learning, augmented reality, artificial intelligence, I mentioned, the data science. That's all being generated right here. And these are great career paths and great opportunities for our young people to build incredible careers. And, you know, they'll do it. They'll do it as employees of other companies, but some of them are going to be those bright entrepreneurs that create that next great company, that, and we're going to grow it up right here in Atlanta.
Well, you said maybe some of the companies here don't have the pizzazz of the West Coast companies, but who wants to live in California?
You know,
the
exactly.
The cost of living here is so good. And you kind of answered my next question. You know, you talk about the momentum in the state, in Atlanta specifically, and how do we keep that growth going? You kind of touched upon it with the academy. You guys are very innovative in your thinking.
Oh, it is. And what's really good about where we live is it's all over the state. Great, great, great innovation is happening. So obviously Metro Atlanta, and we can think about all the great assets that are here. But in Athens, there are great things that are happening. We think about Cyber Command. So the only cybersecurity command, military cybersecurity command in the United States outside of the D.C. area is in Augusta, Georgia. And that's great. And then so recently the state made a big investment in a cyber center there where we're going to connect entrepreneurs, large companies, and with the public sector and the military. How do we keep that good cyber defense to keep us all safe in the cyber world? And then connect that also with that great medical school that's there down in Savannah. You know, great trade, logistics, supply chain, and how that technology really facilitates, how we track all of these packages. That's all happening here. And then also in the digital media and entertainment, how we're, you know, great place to make movies, but also broadcasting and all of that. And that's going through a transition, but we're really thinking about how we're going to be at the forefront of that industry as well. And I got to think about Columbus as well. You know, Columbus is doing incredible things with FinTech and the insurance agent industry as well. They're really pushing out a lot, and they're doing a lot also with unmanned vehicles, drones, and building up that industry there. And then throughout the state, a lot of areas with ag tech. We're an agricultural state.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to eat. There's a huge technology in both the production as well as in the supply chain of food services, all being built right here in Georgia.
Yeah, well, Georgia's so diverse when it comes to the different types of economies and so forth. Larry Williams, our guest, the president and CEO of TAG, Technology Association of Georgia. Let me read this. This is from the State of the Industry Report. Overall satisfaction rate of conducting technology business in the state of Georgia increased in 2018 with a rating of just over 7 out of 10. I'm guessing part of your job is trying to figure out how do you make that 10 of 10.
It is, but it's also a great introspection that we do. We go out to our CEOs and our CIOs and CTOs and talk about where are we? Where do we need to improve? And they give us great feedback. And so it's a chance for us to sort of look at ourselves in the mirror and say, what is our internal confidence level about where we are? The good news is we've got, you know, overall we're doing good. You know, a 7, that's good. But we also see people that that always want to improve, and they're always trying to solve something, and that's what they're looking at is we can always do a little bit better. It's that continuous improvement, and what is it that we've got to do? And it's not resting on our laurels. You know, what have we got to do? You might be number one today, but there's somebody gunning at you. And so what are you going to do to make sure that you're, it's like king of the mountain growing up, remember?
Yeah.
You know, if you're at the top, everybody want to knock you off, and then what do? You get back to the top.
Yep.
So this is that continuous improvement that we're always going through.
And especially in the technology sector where somebody's always trying to do something better, and it changes every single day. Technology's changing, so you got to stay on your toes.
You better.
I'm going to let you go. I know you've had a long, long day. And before I do let you go, how do you top this? I mean, here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, FinTech South, such an incredible event. How are you going to top this next year?
Well, we're going to do it again, and we're going to have more people. We're going to be announcing the dates soon, so we'll let you know what those are. You know, we had about 8 countries represented here, We've got more countries that want to come here. The global eyes of the world for fintech are on Atlanta and it's on Georgia, and we're going to continue to promote that. We're on a roll here, and we're going to continue. And we do it with great partners like Radio X, but also the great partners throughout the state. Governor was here earlier today talking about how important this is. Commissioner Pat Wilson with the Georgia Department of Economic Development. All of this brings the ecosystem together. That's what's going to keep us at the forefront.
Great. And thank you so much for having us here, and thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
Larry Williams, the president and CEO of TAG, joining us here on Business Radio X, and we will be wrapping things up. We'll have one or two more interviews, and then we'll be calling it a day, broadcasting live from the FinTech South Technology Conference at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.